What's up? This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. I started the podcast a little early. Water break. Listener discretion advice. I know there's a few of my listeners who don't like the profanity I use, but we created a saying, I guess if you want to call it. It's called Fuck Your Comfort Zone. We did this 2017. It was great. Helped a lot of people, changed a lot of lives. You know, it's profanity, whatever. Profanity is just sentence enhancers. I'm going to be using it during this podcast for a reason because it's very relatable. Okay. So I'm going to go at this as a perspective from myself. Okay. Maybe you can relate, maybe you can't. If you can relate, then listen up. All right. This will be a short podcast, maybe. So, like I talked about in podcasts before, I had my second seizure I had. I got a compound fracture in my back, busted my head open. It was crazy. And it put me out of work for 7 weeks where I just basically laid on my bed and just dinked around on my phone. That was it. I couldn't lift over a certain amount of weight. Got really comfortable. All right. I got to the point where I got too comfortable. And see, the problem with comfort is with there is no pain, there is no progress, and there's a variety of different definitions of pain. Maybe it's physical pain, maybe it's emotional or mental pain. Irregardless, it's pain nonetheless. I was talking to a old client of mine that was having addiction issues. And I told her that you need to suffer. You need to be able to suffer to overcome this. And it goes without saying that, like, really, what is the best option when it comes to these problems. Now, with addiction, addiction's different. Addiction, regardless of what it is, whether it's shopping, whether it's sex addiction, addiction. Sex addiction is bad. It ruins marriages. It just a big variety of problems comes with sex addiction. With alcoholism, of course, it destroys your liver. You can get in trouble with the law. With cigarettes, of course, hurts the lungs. Any kind of illicit drug, also, even popping pills, very, very bad for your body. But it numbs the pain, right? It numbs the mental pain, the emotional pain, the mental pain. Excuse me, the physical pain. That's the problem. That's the problem. Like, you need to take a step back and look at this from a perspective of what's going on in your life right now and what you're willing to do to make progress. A lot of the time, people just, you get comfortable. That's where I was at. I was comfortable. I couldn't get up. What I should have did was got up and moved around and moved around more and moved around more. Went for a walk, moved around more, but I didn't. That comfort that I dissolved into caused a lot of problems that are still causing me problems to this day, physical problems. Having a lot of problems with my legs. I have a serious SI joint. I don't know if you want to call it an impingement or, a pensioner, but it's a serious problem. I'm getting SI joint injections on April 3rd. I can't wait. Oh, I'm excited. But nonetheless, that's what happened. It's a comfort dose to you. That's where we coined the phrase, fuck your comfort zone. In the comfort zone, you make zero progress. You just go day by day, making no progress, hoping for the best, but being prepared for the worst. But are you really prepared for the worst when you are in pretty much ground zero comfort zone? No. From a perspective of myself, no progress was being made. Now, you know, it's what, March 20th right now. First day of spring was yesterday. Yay! I've made some progress, but from the physical perspective, like I said, I'm having trouble there. But like I said, I'm getting therapy for that. Come April 3rd. Mental, emotional is a different story. If you've followed us for a while and you have been listening for a while or watching our content on TikTok or Facebook, yesterday was the anniversary of the day that I almost took my life and ended up in the hospital. I ended up in on a 5150 Holden. If you research on Google or whatever search engine you use, what a 5150 hold is, pretty much you're a danger to yourself and others. I wasn't a danger to others, but I was a danger to myself. So knowing that that anniversary is here is kind of sobering, to the point that it was in 2021. It was crazy. I'm going to tell you the story about it. Again, listener discretion advised. If you are having problems with what I'm talking about, please don't go forward, because I'm going to talk about what happened when I was locked up. A lot of walking, because there was nothing else to do. They wouldn't let us have anything. They made us wear paper clothes. I mean, I'm a great connoisseur of taking baths. And they had like a 2-inch bathtub. That was it. Understandable. At one point, and I had been not sleeping because of this mental breakdown, at one point in the middle of the night, see, the mental health institution allowed me to have my CPAP, which is important, right? I'm used to using a CPAP, even though I've lost all my weight. I still have this enormous throat that makes it so I have to continue to use the CPAP. Now, as far as my sleep apnea attacks that I have, which are horrifying, if you have sleep apnea, you know what I'm talking about. They've become less and less frequent, but nonetheless, it still happens. Anyway, so they've given me, and this is probably like 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning, they had given me my CPAP. Now, my hose, of course, I got it right here. My hose, of course, is probably about, I'm going to say 6 feet long. But my power cord is 8 feet long. You know, if you are somebody who suffers from mental health issues, regardless of what those mental health issues are, it'll pop in your head when you have suicidal ideology to the extent that I did. Snap. And then you'll think that you're a problem, that you're worthless, that you have no self-worth. And that's where I was at back in those days. I had zero health, zero self-worth. I got a beautiful family. Charisse is an incredible support individual. She's loving. She forgives me. But nonetheless, and I have a good job, but nonetheless, when it comes to mental health, a lot of people really have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to mental health problems. They know what they know, they know what they've been through, they know what they've experienced, they know what others have experienced, but they don't know what you as an individual has experienced. And that's the problem that I have with a few people, is they have no clue. I get it. I got a great life. I got a great family. I got a good job, but I have this mental health problem. It's not as bad as it used to be, but does it make me any less of a man? No. Does it make me weak? No. This is a problem that I have inside of my brain that clicks like that. I haven't been there a long time. I'm not suicidal at all. I have very strong mental health right now, but there are a few things in this world that will make me just spiral down. And it's sad that a lot of people, a few people, excuse me, have no idea what they're talking about when they say they know, because they don't. Should I be treated differently? No. Back in the day when I made content about what's the best thing you can do to somebody who's depressed, or what's the best thing you can do to somebody who's having a mental breakdown? Just listen. I remember standing in the kitchen across from Charisse during that mental breakdown. I just want you to listen. That's it. Don't come back with your opinions. Don't come back with your criticism. Just listen to what I have to say. Let me talk. Let me tell my story. Let me tell you how I feel. And then maybe give me some constructive criticism. If you love me, give me some constructive criticism. Even if you don't love me and you're on the fence, give me some constructive criticism, because the worst criticism in the world is the destructive criticism. It breaks people down. I have been through so much in the last 50 years. It's sickening to me. And for some reason, I cannot let go of the past. I'll get into it someday, but I'm not going to get into it right now. But it's this comfort that I sit in that causes the problem. So I'm willing to take that extra step to go outside of that comfort zone and attempt to make progress. Back in the day, when I was making content back in the day, I was like, okay, don't take baby steps. You're not a baby, take big steps. No. When you get to the position where some of us are at, you need to take small steps, because if you take too big of a step, you're going to trip over yourself. So again, if you are not making progress, a few things. Number one, you need to be willing to suffer, whatever that suffering is. If that's sitting in bed and shaking because you are abusing some type of substance, if you have a sex addiction, if your spouse loves you, you need to talk to them about it. If you're not willing to talk to your spouse about it, then you need to talk to a therapist, a professional therapist. If you have a shopping addiction, I mean, there's some people out there that have serious shopping addictions that cause their bank account to go to zero. I'm not going to start talking about it, because you'll be able to identify who they are. But there's some people out there that spend a lot of money on crazy things like cups from Starbucks, and it's cool. I mean, they're drinking out of a straw, but still, nonetheless, it's an addiction. And I heard a quote. I can't remember who it was from, but addiction is one of the most human things. Everybody has some type of addiction. Everybody is getting high. I don't care who you are, you're getting high. Whether that's off of caffeine, whether that's off of joy, whether that's off of breaking down other people, whether that's off of alcohol, cigarettes, whatever. It's human. While there may not be anything wrong with being human, there's still something. Okay, it's like this. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to sit in your comfort zone. It is completely okay to sit in your comfort zone. But what's not okay is to not do anything about it. In the past week, I've had serious talks with myself. I've set myself down. I set my inner voices down and had a very deep conversation with them about what's going on in my life, what made me happy in the past, what made me feel like I was making progress in the past, and that was making content because it made me happy. Helping my fellow bariatric patients made me happy. It made me feel like I was providing to the community. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going back to it, just taking a little bit of time because I have zero creativity. But the good thing about that is me being myself, I don't have to worry about creativity and I just open up. So again, before I close this out, fuck your comfort zone. Get that in your head. Get that in your head. Defy anything that makes you feel comfortable. It's okay to chill at the end of the day, but when it comes to you dealing with your addiction or you dealing with problems in your life, you need to be willing to suffer to continue to have that forward momentum, okay? Please, send me a message on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheBariatrica. That's one word. Go to our page messages and you can send me a message. I'll talk to you on video. I'll talk to you through text. It doesn't matter. You can find me on TikTok, Bariatric Badass. You can find me on Instagram, Bariatric Badass. X, formerly known as Twitter, Barry Badass, B-A-R-I Badass. Somebody took the Bariatric Badass name already, but they haven't made a post in like 5 years, so go figure. I love you guys very much. Again, please contact me. I can relate to what you're going through. If I can't relate to what you're going through, we can still talk. We can still communicate about whatever it is that you're going through. I really hope we had good audio because I'm having problems with my Bluetooth, but another water break. Take care of yourself, okay? You matter. I don't know who you are, but you matter. You want to know why? And I always criticize people who come out on video and say, you matter. You're important. You're beautiful. And they don't even know who you are. I know who you are. I know you had weight loss surgery. I know you care about yourself, or you wouldn't have gone that extra step to do that crazy surgery. So I can relate. Take care of yourself. You're important, or you wouldn't have done it. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. People that support you and love you. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the outer voices telling you that you're not good enough, telling you that you took the easy way out, telling you that you are less of a human being because of the mistakes that you made in your life. I'm not my mistakes. But I'll be damned if I'm going to let these outer voices. So when I talk about inner voices, I'm talking about the inner voices inside me. When I talk about outer voices, I'm talking about the criticism I get from other people. And I don't care who it is. It's destructive. It's painful. And sometimes it keeps me in this dark place. But I'm not willing to give up, so keep on trucking. Yeah, I know that's a little cliche, but anyway, I love you guys very much. Take care of yourself. Definitely, 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 definitely take care of each other. Peace.